Ash, and I served in the Navy for over 7 years as a Mars officer. I also host the Zero Waste Countdown podcast on iTunes and Podbean. In 2014, I started a company called Bro Boots, making boot slippers in men's sizes, and then in 2017, I rebranded my company to houseboots.ca. So I now sell house boots for men, women, and children. I'm in the business of keeping feet warm during Canadian winters. I use Shopify, Amazon, Google AdWords, Google Analytics, and a whole number of apps to sell my products online. I also did some tech support for Shopify, so I helped other businesses with their online stores in a customer service role. So on this episode, I'm going to speak about customer service. Last week, I paid my son's music school bill, and I thanked the front desk men for not charging us for days we couldn't attend. I called on Halloween to say we wouldn't be coming, so my son could trick-or-treat, and they booked him a makeup lesson the next day free of charge. I was really surprised to see this music school treat their customers so well, when it meant a slight loss in money for them. When I thanked the front desk man last week, he smiled and told me there's a reason why they have over 750 students, and the other music schools in the area have less than 150. So first of all, this music school is crushing the competition. They don't charge kids' parents when kids are sick or on vacation, which in the short term seemingly would indicate a loss, but the result is an increase of sales and customer base. Customer service can be about taking a little bit of a loss here and there, but doing it strategically to eventually increase your sales and to build and maintain a good reputation. At a different music school in Ontario, I had the opposite experience. My kid was sick in the middle of February and we weren't in town later that month, so I didn't really see the value in paying double the price for only 2 lessons instead of 4. I asked the music school in Ontario if we could pay less that month, or pay less the next month, or get a makeup lesson, but got an absolute no response. So I went somewhere else. This music school valued the immediate $50 over future sales and customer satisfaction. And it cost him a potential of $10,000 if my kid decides to stick with music lessons until he's 16. The music school in Quebec keeps children and parents so happy that I signed my son up for 2 days a week when I was there instead of 1, which doubled their money, and I left them a 5-star review on Google, and I gave the music teacher a Timmy's card for Christmas. Customer service really goes a long way, and the music school is one of the things I'll miss most about Quebec. Put your customers first, or at the very least, be sure to make sure your customers feel they are coming first. And of course, keep yourself in mind too, so you don't go into the red over something. Even if the music school in Ontario had offered me $10 off the next month's bill, which was only 20% of what I asked for, I probably would have stayed and re-enrolled my son when I got back from Quebec. Instead, I chose a different music school when I got back. I can tell you an interesting story that happened to me, and then you can decide what you would have done, and then I'll tell you how it all turned out. So, a woman emailed me 39 days after I mailed out a product to her. She said her husband wouldn't pull the house boots up properly, and instead wore them around the house every day by stepping on the heels, and now the boots were stretched and ruined, and she wanted a full refund. Now, I had two choices here. One, say no problem and refund her money. Or two, enforce my return policy of 30 days with house boots returned unworn and undamaged. Her request was clearly outside of my return policy. So I'm wondering, as listeners, what would you do? I thought about it for a few days and decided to go with option 2, using all my customer service training from Shopify. So to begin, I reworded her complaint to show her I understood she was frustrated. I apologetically and nicely pointed her to our policies and that we couldn't accept the house boots back. To me, it was clearly their fault, and I didn't feel I should be responsible for someone being irresponsible with their belongings. The woman went on Amazon and ranted in a 1-star review, my first ever, saying my customer service was terrible, that I blamed the customer for my faulty product, that my products were bad, essentially. Then she submitted a complaint to Amazon to get the money back anyway. So then I had to fight with Amazon, which I eventually won, and Amazon ended up paying the angry woman themselves. But I got a 1-star review that made my product look bad, it made me look bad, and it decreased my Amazon rating from 5 stars down to a 4-point-something, which actually affects Amazon's search algorithm, which meant my product would appear slightly less or at least not as high on the search page. I wish that I had just refunded her money. So there's a fine line sometimes between getting used and abused by angry customers, because they definitely exist, and people will sometimes want to take out their anger on whoever they can, and you might just get caught in their crosshairs. but there's a fine line between getting used by angry customers and just providing some basic customer service to protect your company and keep customers happy and satisfied. While you don't want to tolerate harassment or blackmailing from customers, you also don't want to totally blame your customer, especially if they're angry, because this will just make them even more angrier. If there's any fault of ours as a business owner, it's good to own up to it and fix it. And sometimes it means losing a little bit of money to either keep the customer and prevent a rant on Facebook or Twitter or a bad rating on Google or TripAdvisor or Yelp or whatever platform is most suited to your company. It's better to put the fire out while the fire is still small. The first thing to do when confronted by an angry customer is to listen. Whether it's in an email or over the phone, we need to listen to what the customer is saying and show that we're listening by repeating what they say. Something like, "I understand your shipment hasn't arrived and you're very upset that it's late because you need it right away." This will validate your customer's emotions and show them you're on the same page and that you're listening. The next step is to get the ball rolling toward a solution. If you're on the phone, you can say something like, "I'm going to look into this right now and find out what's going on," and ask your customer to hold on. Once you find out what the issue is, you can tell them what happened, what to expect, how you're going to solve it, and if the customer is still really angry, you can think about offering a discount if it was your fault or your employee's fault. I've learned some very interesting lessons in customer service over the years. In the military, in many positions, the concept is almost non-existent. And the feedback goes only from the top down and isn't really allowed to go from the bottom up in the military. As new entrepreneurs starting our own businesses and building a customer base, most of us, if not all of us, are subject to feedback online in terms of Google star ratings, Facebook ratings, Amazon ratings if you're selling products, Facebook posts, tweets, Instagram photos, YouTube videos, and while the list goes on, still through all of this technology, word of mouth still plays a factor in company success. We're getting feedback from all directions. So whether you're providing a renovation service or selling a product, you're likely going to be affected by many of these customer feedback avenues, and they can be really helpful or they can really ruin a business's reputation or future if the customer service is very poor and the customer doesn't feel they have been given the product or service they were promised. Sometimes when you offer something big to smooth out a problem, the customer can be known to overcompensate for your generosity and give you excellent reviews or recommend their friends or even not accept your generous offer. For example, if you are installing a bathtub for a customer and it's a few days late, sometimes if you apologize and really show that you're trying to compensate them, they may just say don't worry about it and that they don't mind waiting a few more days. There's a book that's called, funny enough, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie that was written way back in the 1930s. And if anyone listening feels that they struggle with customer service at all, this is a wonderful book to read. And if you're good at customer service, it will reinforce what you already know, so it's still a good read. In a nutshell, it says be nice to people, and in business, make sure people feel like they're getting something out of the deal you're making with them, and everyone will be happy and satisfied, and then the book goes on to give examples and methods of doing that to succeed in business. What was true 90 years ago still rings true today in terms of treating people nicely. So basically, treat your customers with respect and how you would want to be treated. Don't be afraid to take a little loss here and there because it very well may do wonders for your reputation, and you could prevent a lot of damage from an angry tweet to a lawsuit. But make sure you set your prices high enough so you have a little wiggle room to adjust if something goes wrong. And make sure your customers perceive they are getting value from you or your products. And if you run into an angry customer who has a problem, just remember to repeat and acknowledge their complaint first. And then make sure they know you're going to help them or look into the issue. The customer isn't always right, but they still need to be listened to and taken care of if they've trusted you with their money. I want to wish each and every one of you listening success as you go forward with your business and get involved with POE because they're a wonderful organization that will help you however they can, and the boot camps are extremely valuable. Thank you for listening.